Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning is Carol Cooper. How are you today, Carol?
I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. Well, you know, it's been a while since you and I have talked, so let's refresh some people on exactly what the Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning program is all about.
Yes, we do trips and classes for people who are 45 and over that live along the Sunrise Coast, at least sometime during the year.
Yeah.
And we are now we're a volunteer-run organization, and people can become members, and they get reduced rates for our trips and for our classes. And we hold classes anywhere from West Branch to the coast here, or from Standish up to Harrisville. And so we've only been in existence year one, and that's why we want to talk today, because we have a big anniversary celebration to be held on April 22nd to celebrate our first year. But in our first year, we have 230 members,
nice.
And we've probably served about 600 different people in these areas of Iosco and Aranac and Alcona and Ogama counties.
Yeah, and the programs you guys provide are varied to the point of, you know, you can't pigeonhole to one thing. It runs the gamut of, you know, interesting things.
Yeah, we do everything from computers and technology to history and the future to art and photography to music and movies. You know, we do everything. So
you really do. And what we're going to talk about today is inclusive in that, because this is a neat way to kind of kick off the new season, isn't it?
It sure is. We're thrilled to be able to celebrate our first year, and we have a meeting open to the public. You don't have to be 45 or over to come to this meeting. We just want people, one, to celebrate with us and to know about us. But what we're going to do at Tawas Bay Beach Resort on Tuesday, April 22nd, from 4 to 5:30, we're having a gentleman up here who now lives in Midland and works at Chippewa Nature Center, but he is famous for his great slideshows on Isle Royale, Michigan's only national park, and he's done a lot of the studies with the wolf and the moose there. So not only do we get to hear about that, but we get to see the island. So it'll be a wonderful adventure for all of us.
It really will, because it's a national treasure, and you know, not a lot of people get to see it. So here's a great chance to kind of see it through Phil's eyes. Then
that's right, because you only get there by seaplane or boat, and many of us don't have that option, or once we get there, we can't hike very far. So this is a way to see it in a new way.
Now, this is a free program.
Yep, free.
Wow. All right, just come on out. Now, do they need to pre-register for this, Carol?
Nope, not at all. We just want to see about 200 people there and get your questions answered and enjoy the evening with us. And they'll also receive a brochure of our spring and summer classes, so they can learn a little bit more about Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning as well.
Very good. Now, if they can't make it to that and they want to learn more about Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning, how do they get more information on this, Carol?
Okay, they can call. We have an office in the IRESA building on M55, and the number here is 362-3006, extension 168. And there's always somebody here from 9 to 3 to answer phone calls or to register people for events and so forth. And then they also can go on our website, which is www.sunrisesidell.com.
Nice. Yeah. Either way, learn more about the Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning and all the programs that are offered. But again, the one that's being offered this coming Tuesday, April 22nd, that one's free and open to any age, not just 45 and older. So come on in and learn a little bit more about maybe one of the best-kept secrets of our state of Michigan, Isle Royale National Park.
Yeah, it's a terrific national park like Yellowstone or Grand Canyon. It's own national park and the only one we have. And so it'd be great to share that trip with everyone. Also, I wanted to let people know that they could pick up brochures at their local chambers of commerce or at their local library after the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
The first exposure to the new brochures will be on the 22nd.
All right.
After that, they will be at libraries and chambers of commerce as well.
Well, make your plans to be at the Tawas Bay Beach Resort. That is Tuesday, April 22nd, 4 to 5:30, to hear Phil Stevens and show pictures from Isle Royale National Park. And from Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning, Carol Cooper. Carol, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you more as your programs get underway there with Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning.
That'll be terrific. Thank you, Kevin.